Okay, let's start in Testament Beis. The Pesach Shachtu Shloy Lishmo, the Kibul of Holach Vazark Shloy Lishmo. We have over here real heavy duty sugya of Kachem. This is like the real deal. This is like as Kachem as it gets. Pesach that was Shachat Shloy Lishmo, meaning instead of Shachtu Shem Pesach Shachtu Shem Carbon Shlom. Make it very simple. Lishem Shlomim. And then the Kibel, there are four avoidas. Shchita, Kabbalah, Yavlu Kachem.
Yeah, a little bit.
Shchita, Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zriga. So the Shchita was done, Shloy Lishmo, Lishem Shlamim, but the Kibel, the Kabbalah, the Halach, the Hailacha, the Zarak was done, either Shloy Lishmo was also done, Shloy Lishmo, which means everything is no good from beginning to end, or Oy Lishmo, Vishloy Lishmo, or one thing was done, Lishmo, or Shloy Lishmo, the gears on the side takes out the Oyz Vav here on the side. Was done for both. Wait. I'm sorry. I already didn't explain it right. The Kibbul of Halacha Vazark Shloy Lishmo. Period. Okay. Put a hard period there. So the Shchita was done. The Shchita was done Shloy Lishmo, and the Kibbul of Halacha Vazrika was done. Was done also Shloy Lishmo. Period. Let's start all over again. Lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. Or one avoidah was done lishmoy, and the other avoidah was done shaloy lishmoy. Let's see over here the Rash right away. Pesach shalach l'shaloy lishmoy. L'shem shlom. A kibel, a holach, a zarek shaloy lishmoy. Sheba arba avoidah salol l'pesach nifsal. B'machshavtam. Im lifsal im lufagel. Kidal b'shmaitz kamaitz nizbachim. Oy lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. So it says here now, that's me, the Gemara is going to explain. Gemara Farish, I machsheves avoid achas kamar, I machsheves sheva this kamar, going to keep it lishmo, the Zorak, the Kabbalah was on lishmo, the Zorak, shaloy lishmo. Because now we'll get to the Gemara, but over here, the point over here is he did over here the other avoidus, lishmo, or the shaloy lishmo, or vice versa, shaloy lishmo, or lishmo. In all of these examples, possible. Why? Because in all of these examples, the common denominator is at least one avodah was done shaloy lishma. Memel, it's not a kosher carbon because the all four avodas must be done lishma. If one avodah was done shaloy lishma, the carbon is possible. Vaita, ketzal lishma v'shloshma. What is an example of shaloy lishma? L'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlamim. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means in a moment. Let's say it makes very simple. Means the shchita was done l'shem carbon Pesach, and the Kabbalah was done l'shem carbon shlamim. So it's no good. Shaloy lishmo v'lishmo. What is that? L'shem shlamim. L'shem Pesach. Okay, that's the basic gist of the Mishnah. Four avoidos, and there's lishmo and shaloy lishmo. If anywhere in any of the four avoidos, you have some element of shaloy lishmo, the carbon is possible. Boy, Rav Papa. The words refer back to the Shiloh Rav Papa by name over and over, so you have to memorize that it's Rav Papa that is posing the question. Boy, Rav Papa. When it says in the Mishnah, you have two kavanas, one lishma and one shloy lishma, does that mean that it's done in two separate avoidos? Tanan, beavoid achas, tanan. And the meila of Rabbi Yosihi, the omer af begmar, devoda, beavoid achas, tanan, or b'shtevodos, tanan. The Gemara explains, beavoid achas, tanan, Rabbi Yosihi, the omer af begmar, devoda, v'odem nitvas. Let's take one step at a time. One thing at a time. He did Shchita. Does this, it says in the Mishnah, he did Lishma and Shloy Lishma. Does that mean the Shchita was Lishma and the Kabbalah was Shloy Lishma? Is that what it means? Each Avoida is separate. You cannot differentiate between one. You cannot go in and have double Machshava in a single Avoida. Is that what it means? Or maybe what it means, Lishma v'lishloy lishma, means that in the avoida itself, in the shchita itself, you had a double machshava. The beginning of the shchita was with the machshava lishma, and the end of the shchita was with the machshava shloy lishma. Okay? Is that clear?
Vice versa.
Same thing, vice versa. Somewhere in the avoida, that's what we say. When we say here, ba'avoida achas, we mean, it says in the Mishnah, there is a double machshava. Is a machshava lishma and a machshava shaloy lishma. Does that mean that this double machshava was in a single avoida within the shchit?
Shaloy lishma is that you have nothing in mind.
No, that's kosher. If you have nothing in mind, when you go basar what it was meant to be. Not having kavan is a maila. is a milah.
That's what Rashi says, L'shem.
L'shem shlom, correct. L'shem carbon shlom, something else. So the question is, when it says that you're a dal machshav, does that mean dal machshav wasn't a single avoida? Or when it says the double machshava means in one avoida you have one machshava, and in a different avoida you have a different machshava.
In another way, so it's not possible to have. What's the Mishnah say?
So let's explain, because there's machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi if we have this concept called tfoitz loshen achrei. What does that mean? Let's say a person says, let's say the example given in Rashi is you want to say a tamura. I want this animal to be a tamura. A tamura make two statements for an oila and a shlamin, an oila and an achatos. Double sanctity. I have in front of me two karbanos. I have a carbon shlamin, for example, and a carbon oila. And I say, I want this animal number three, to be a tamura for the oila and for the shlamin.
How's that possible?
So that's the question. The question is, do we say it can't be, it's one or the other? Or do we say, no, that you can have a double machshav, you can have a double lamaynaf, so what are you going to do with the animal? The animal now is a double kedusha. Oh, so if you learn, like Reb Meir says tefois loshen rishoin. If you say something which is contradictory,
both tanoim tiny, you can have a double machshav. It's just a matter of
no.
Which
you
one.
Can have a walk. Reb Yossi holds you can have a double machshav.
He says, but tefois achron. That's the last one.
That's the second opinion. Look at Rashi. The Rashi says the Reb Meir. We have the machlokes Reb Meir and. And I'm Yosef. Look at Rashi. Why? Because once you since you say something which is contradictory, if you say something, then you follow the first one, no matter what. Why? Because of Adam Nitfas Af Bigmar Devarav. We take into consideration both things that he says.
How is it possible to do it? So then you can't use this carbon.
No, you can't. That's right. You can't. So what do you do with it? You let it graze.
Until it gets
a blemish. You sell it. And with the money you buy, half the money goes to buy both types. So now let's go. Here we have one avoida. If you learn like Rabbi Yossi in Masechta Tamura, that a person is held accountable af b'gemar devarav, you can have a double machshava in a single item. That would translate to mean that in this case, when you within Shechita itself, it's possible to have a double machshava. Just like when it comes to Tamura. With me?
Yeah.
Just like when it comes to Tamura.
And how could be Rabbi Yossi though? Rabbi Yossi is the one that said you can have two machs.
Exactly. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, b'avoidachas, it means that you have to do Shechita, and when you're doing the Shechita, you have a double machshava. Right.
Okay.
So one avoida. So one avoida
so
is
right, that's avoidachas. What was I going to say?
No, that's the question. That's the shah. So that means that the Mishnah can be going even according to Rabbi Yossi.
If you say b'avoidachas.
If you learn that it means b'avoidachas. B'avoidachas. Only like Rabbi Yossi. Only like Rabbi Yossi. Not like Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Meir, once you have one machshava, you're held accountable. According to a mayor, once you have a one machshava, it occupies the entire. It's all over. So the shaila here is: if you want on the mission going like Rabbi Yossi, that Adam Nitfas Af Bigmar Dvarav, so that will then mean when it says in the mission, if double machshava, the shma means even in a single avoda, even within shchit itself, you can have a double avoda. But if you want to learn the mission is going, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir say?
Rabbi Meir
says only one Lashon. So then when it says the Mishnah, they have a double Machshava, what does that mean? It means you have a Machshava in the Shechita, and you have a second Machshava, different Machshava in the Kabbalah. We break up the Avoidas. In one Avoida, you can only have one Machshava. Talmachachem. Excuse me, sir.
Stop
my man. This is a little bit.
Maybe put him over there. Go sit over there.
No, stay where he is. We want to hear the Kol Torah. Keep going. That's our shaila. So, do we say, b'shtei avoidos. Now we're going by two avoidos. Mela, we're going mishkon like what?
No,
Rashi. Oy Dilma, b'shtei avoidos. Now, what is the b'shtei avoidos? That in the Shechita you have one machshava, and in the Kabbalah you have a different kavana, and that goes like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says that you only can have one machshava for one item. So each avoid is like one animal. When it comes to two avoiders, even Meir agrees that you could have two machshavas. So that is the Gemara's dilemma. Are we clear with that?
Yeah.
Now the Gemara's ahaya. Now, if you want your pop, what?
See, he's made it to Rabbi Yossi that the concept of
two, you could have two if you break it up into two avodos, just like two animals. Let's say you have in front of you two animals. I want animal A to be a tumor of an oila, and I want animal B to be a tumor of a shlam. Can you do that? Of course you can do that. So when you have two avodos are like two animals. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Amos. So this is the Gemara's dilemma. Amos, the Gemara's Ahaya. Which part of the Mishnah do you want to direct the question? Which part of the Mishnah? In other words, here we go. Ine ma'ashlo l'shmo. Well, how does the Mishnah start? We have different cases. What was your first machshava? Was your first machshava shaloy l'shmo, or was your first machshava l'shmo? Again, you can have a double machshava. Correct?
Right.
You know, double machshava. Which machshava came first? Did the machshava come first? Was shaloi l'shma, or was the first machshava l'shma?
What was the chiddush of the Mishnah? They're both shaloi l'shma. They're shaloi l'shma.
Well, that's what Gemara's come to clarify right now.
Okay.
Right now, all we have to know right now is that in the Mishnah there is a double machshava, a machshava shaloi l'shma or l'shma and shaloi l'shma, okay. And that double machshava is being applied either to one avodah or is being broken up into two different avodas. So that's our question. What is the pshat in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, ahaya, what part of the Mishnah? If you want to go say the shayla is where the machshava sheloy lishma came first. First you start out with the machshava sheloy lishma, and the second avodah is machshava lishmoy. The Gemara says, it doesn't make a difference if you go like Rabbi Yossi, or you go like Rabbi Meir, automatically the carbon is possible. Bein b'avoyda achas, bein b'shtei avoydos, bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yossi, ifsulei, mikamaisa. The first moment you have a machshava shaloi l'shma, even according to Rabbi Meir, and Meir says the first is the ikar. Everyone agrees the first is the ikar. The only question is the second also going to be taken into consideration? So since the first machshava was shaloi l'shma, whether the machshava shaloi l'shma was in the one avoida of shchita, or it was shchita and zrika, once you start off with shaloi l'shma, automatically it sticks to carbon as possible. Bein Rabbi Yosef, bein Rabbi Yosef, filus lemi meka maisa, duchol Rabbi Yosef, nami, kohoi Rabbi Yosef, nami, af bigmar dvarav, odem nitfas, it's af bigmar dvarav. The chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is that you held accountable for the gemar, but you are certainly held accountable for the beginning. So there's no nafkamina, whether you don't like Rabbi Yossi, whether you like Rabbi Meir. If your first machshava was shaloi l'shma, it's automatically possible. Ella l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi mai. So what's the shayla? Where you start out l'shma, and then you have a second machshava shaloi l'shma. So what's the shayla? If you learn that we're doing it in one avodah, in one avodah of shchita, you first have machshava l'shma, and then you have machshava shaloi l'shma. If you go like Rabbi Meir, it's a kosher carbon. How can it be a kosher carbon? But I had a machshava shaloi l'shma. The machshava shaloi l'shma doesn't count. Because since you had in one avoid a double machshava, and those two machshavas are contradictory, according to Rabbi Meir, what counts? The first. What was the first? The first is l'shma. That's all you got left when the day is over. It's a kosher carbon. But if you don't like Rabbi Yossi, that says that when you have a double machshava, the contradictory machshava, we take into account both. So in this one avoid of shchita, there was double. There was first l'shma, then was shaloi l'shma. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's possible. Because we take into it, it's different. Here's the limit of nafkamina. Okay, so now the Gemara at this point has clarified exactly what our shayla is. To review, we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says there is a double machshava. The carbon is possible. Along comes your papa. What is the case? When it says you have a double machshava, does that mean we say the double machshava is going to be broken up among two avoidos, shchita zrika, or do we say the double machshava is within one avoid of shchita itself? What's the nafkamina? Are we going like Rabbi Meir, or are we going like Rabbi Yossi? So we hold that you can have a double machshava in one avoda. That's Allah's Rabbi Yossi. That says when you have contradictory things in one avoda, they both are taken into consideration. If you're going like Rabbi Meir, and Meir says when there's a contradiction, we only follow the first machshava. So what is our shaila? The shaila is not in the case of where the first machshava was shaloi lishma and then lishma. Because if the first one was shaloi lishma, everyone agrees that it's going to be possible no matter what. Whether you learn that you could have a double machshava, or whether you learn you could have a single machshava, being that the first machshava was shaloi lishma, that automatically is going to declare the carbon to be possible, because the first machshava is the ikar. The shaila is where you have a double machshava in shchita, and the first machshava is lishma. And the second machshav is shaloi lishma within shchita itself. If you don't like Rabbi Meir, it's shchita, one avoida. You can't have a contradiction in one avoida. You can't have two different things. So when you have a contradiction, what do you do according to Rabbi Meir? Which one is the ikar?
The first.
What is the carbon? The carbon is kosher. According to Rabbi Yossi, what do you do when you have a contradiction? Which one becomes the ikar? Both are the ikar. Both the yikr, what's the carbon going to be? The carbon is going to be pasul. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says the carbon is pasul. So the Mishnah then must be going like who? Going like Rabbi Yossi, because according to a mayor, it wouldn't make sense. So that's our shal. Toshma. So here comes the Gemara's answer. Toshma. It says a Pesach. Now we have to read the Mishnah very carefully. Okay, first one of the Mishnah. A Pesach. Sheshachto shaloi lishmoi. It's the Eresh Lezach. Shaloi lishma. Then what does it say in the Mishnah? The kibel, the hilech, the zarak, shaloi lishmoi. And what in the world does that mean? Hechidan, hilech, in the American dictionary, you take it literally, every single thing was in shaloi lishma. Ad, the machashav, lukulu, mikamaisa, if sole. You really have to have a kavanah for all four? We know that's not true. In order to make a carbon possible, you do not need to have machsheves psul in all four avodos. It is sufficient to have machsheves psul in one avodah. So it can't mean that you have to have machshav in all four. El alav hachikal ketani ha-pesach she-shachta shlo l'shmoy. Inami yor. Inami.
No problem.
Inami shchotoy. Inami shchotoy l'shmoy. The shchita was l'shmoy. Don't get insulted. We're all on the same team. Inami shchotoy l'shmoy. Or v'kibel v'halach. Here's the part. V'kibel v'halach v'zarak shaloi lishmo idami. So here the Gemara. So here. I'm sorry. Idami. So here we go. The Gemara is now eating in a mouthful into the Mishnah. Doesn't say this in the Mishnah anywhere. Doesn't say this. But the Gemara is saying you have no choice but to say to understand. It's ki'ilu the Mishnah added all of these words into the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah was either shchita shaloi lishmo inami. Inami, these all you added in. You did a shchita l'shma. Ah, so what did you start out with? What did you start out with? You started out positive. You started out good. The shchita was done l'shma. That's good. Right? What are you looking at me like that for?
Because is it either or is it...
Wait, one case at a time. One case at which way is it? One case. The shaloi, first part...
So shachtu shaloi l'shma means that...
Hachitani. One more time. Read the words. Hachitani. HaPesach Sheshachtoi Shaloi Lishma. Period.
Okay.
If the Shchita was done Shaloi Lishma, it's over. There's no hope.
Comma. That's what we
It's over. Period. Not comma. Period. Okay. We're done. If you did the entire Shchita from beginning to end, the Shaloi Lishma, I'm doing the Shchita L'Shem Karban Shlomim. And then you do the first Simen, the second Simen, and the Shchita is over. And the whole Shchita from beginning to end was done Shaloi Lishma. Now this Kabbalah, there's Halacha, there's Rika. It's irrelevant what your machshava was during the next three. Since one avoda was done shaloi lishma, the carbon is pasul, right?
Okay.
There's no hope. Once you go through a whole shmita, there's no way to make it up. It's done. It's a done deal.
You bring the animal back to life.
It's a done deal.
Why can't you bring a shlomim from then?
It's Erev Pesach. The animal was designated as a Karban Pesach. If you have an animal and you makdish it l'shem Karban Pesach, and it's yudalid after chatzos, and you shacht l'shem Karban Shlomim, the Karban is pasul. There's no way you can make a Karban Pesach into a Karban Shlomim. It doesn't exist. If you makdish the animal l'shem Pesach, and it's Erev Pesach after chatzos, and you shacht it, it's automatically a Karban Pesach. There's no way you can undo that. No, you can't make it into Karban Shlomim. There's no such thing. You think about when it's not Erev Pesach, you think when it's the middle of the winter, you have Karban Pesach left over, then it turns into a Shlomim. But if you are Makdish, this animal leaves a Karban Pesach, and now it's Yudalit.
Would that work with other Karbanas also? You Makdish an Oila and will never
interfere? Oila is even worse. All the Karbanas
doesn't go down.
It never changes. The only time a Karban can change with different Karban is a Karban Pesach, Shloim Bezman Karban Pesach.
Okay.
Period. Now comes the tricky part. The tricky part. Inami, new case. Here we go. Oh, Shalashmoy. So far all systems go. Right? There are four things you gotta do. You gotta behave four times. You gotta pay for the shchita, the kabbalah, halach, and the zrika. I did a shchita. Hey, I'm good. I did the shchita l'shem karban pesach. And then you batched it up. And now the kibel, the hilich, the zorak. Shaloi lishmoi. So you did 2, 3, and 4, shaloi lishmoi, inami, or shchatoi vikibel vihilech lishmoi. Okay, you did 1, 2, and 3, good. You behaved for 1, 2, and 3, good. The zorak shaloi lishmoi. The have you lost, so this is what? Shtei avoidois. So how are we learning pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah are using words. They're using very fancy words. The Mishnah doesn't say that in one avoid I had a double machshava. The Mishnah is learning shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, zrika. The Mishnah is telling us that each avoda has one machshava, one problem, or doesn't have the problem. The Mishnah is very clear that in each single avoda, there either is a problem or there is not a problem. Correct? Now why? Wait a minute. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to come on to this. According to Rabbi Yossi, the same halacha would be true even if you have a double machshava in the shchita itself. Why did the Mishnah have to tell me the case here where the carbon is passed is going in a case where you did the shchita was done l'shma and the kabbalah was shaloi l'shma? Only in that case it's possible. According to Rabbi Yossi, if you want to tell me a case double machshava to make it possible, can be even where you have a double machshava in one avoid itself. Are you with me? It's a rye that we're going like Rabbi Meir.
And then we have to get
because if the case was because what would be the halacha in the case if you had a double machshava within shchita itself, within the shchita itself? I first start out l'shma, and then in the middle of the shchita I shift to shaloi l'shma. What does Rabbi Meir hold? It's a contradiction.
Just in thoughts.
It's a contradiction. In one avoid, you can have two double machshavas. So what do we follow when there's a contradiction? What's the first?
L'shma.
So it's a kosher apostle.
It should be kosher.
It's kosher. What does the Mishnah say?
It's
the Mishnah wants to tell us cases where everything in the Mishnah is apostle. The whole Mishnah, from beginning to end, is apostle. So why did the Mishnah have to come up with a case of apostle where the shchita was done l'shma and the kabbalah was done shaloi l'shma? The Mishnah should have discussed the case where the shchita itself had a double machshava. The fact the Mishnah had to go to a case of shchita and kabbalah indicates that the Mishnah is going like a mayor. Right? That's how the Mishnah. So we're in Bevaraya, that our papa's shayla was, is it ba avoida achas? And we're going like Rabbi Yossi, or is it bedavka b'shtei avoidas? Because we're going like Rabbi Meir. Now that we've taken the first part of the Mishnah, and the first part of the Mishnah we've explained to, we refer to different avodos, because the Mishnah says shchita, kabbalah, haylach, and zrika, and the words are not so clear, so the more how to elaborate, explain what it means. Different avodos. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
Inam, the Gemara says, wait a minute. Aim a safe, not so fast. Not so fast here. Let's look at the safe. What does the safe say? The Seif goes on to say, Lishmoi, V'shaloi l'shmoi. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. It's a very hard Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Turn back to the previous page to follow the words, how we've learned so far. Right, a Pesach shachtoi shaloi l'shmoi. Period. That was the first case. Right? Shaloi l'shmoi. Then we said it was shaloi l'shmoi. It was l'shmoi. Or v'kibul v'hilach v'zoak shaloi l'shmoi. And now we come Amos Seifa. We're up to the next line of the Mishnah where it says, "Oh, right, now we're up to the next. Oh, l'shmoi v'shaloi. What does that mean now? What's going on now? We already said that. So the Maris Akash Amos Seifa. It says, "Vayit in the next case, the Mishnah l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi hechidami inema b'shtei avoidos haynu reisha." We were. That's where that was the reisha. The ratio was when it says he did the Kabbalah, the Ha'aloh and the Zrika Shaloi L'shmo, that was after a Shechita was done L'shmo. So now if you're going to tell me that the Nochem or the Zel B'zach, they can't be repetition of the Mishnah, Ha'in Ratio. El Alav. So it then must be that the Seif is telling you a bigger Chiddush, we're building up. The beginning of the Mishnah is telling you the simple case of multiple Avoidas. And now the next part of the Mishnah is going weiter. Even within one avoida, you have a double machshava. El olav ba'avoida achas. Within one avoida, the beginning is l'shma, and then you shift to shaloi l'shma. Rabbi Yosi, and this follows the shita of Rabbi Yosi, the Amar that says afigmar dvar adam nitvas. So the Gemara says lo. The Gemara says if you have a kasha, okay. So the Gemara at this point, I'm at a stira. Gemara says, "Lo, li'olam b'shtei avodas." You know what? So here now the Gemara is going to revise the entire Mishnah. Lo, you got the Mishnah all wrong. Li'olam b'shtei avodas. The second part of the Mishnah is also b'shtei avodas. The Reisha, and the Reisha is also b'shtei avodas. So back to our original question is repetition. So here we go. The Reisha, here's a Lamisha case. Okay, this is a Mamisha Yisoid in the Sugi of Kachim. The Koi Beshchita, become a Chashe Beshchita. Inami Koi Bezrika, become a Chashe Bezrika. Save the Koi Beshchita, become a Chashe Bezrika. The Omar Yisad, Hareini Sheikhel as a Pesach, Lishmoi, Lizroik Domoi, Shaloi Lishmoi. The Kamash Lon, the Mechashe, Me Avoido, Le Avoido. You can Mechashe from one Avoido to another avodah, v'hainu boye drapapa, and this is the shaila of rapapa,
which is the first line.
A different shaila. No, this is a different shaila. This is a different v'hainu boye drapapa. This is a different shaila of rapapa, a different shaila. Not the same. Not mechashe from one avodah to a different avodah. Don't. That's always a little bit confusing. This is a shaila of rapapa. Rash, then Machashan Avodah Lavoid, the Mishnah is Kodosh, and Perikam, the Armin Chasim Mask of Lera Papa, Dilma Kamashan, Machashan Avodah is a different Shalar Papa. So, what's the more answer? Here we go.
So
we're not going like Rabbi Yosi, okay? He's out. He is out of the ring.
No, but Rameya also can hold Machshav from one Avodah to another.
No, Rameya can hold. That's the Chish. Why? Because in the Avodah itself, there's only one Psul. Well, let's explain one thing at a time. First thing is, Rabbi Yosi is out. Because if you have in one machshava, in one avoida, I'm doing the shechita. And then when you do the shechita, let's make it, and there are two simonim, right? There's the kone and the veshet.
Right.
When I shech the kone, I'm going to do it l'shem karbon pesach. And when I shech the veshet, it's going to be l'shem karbon shlamim. Shlam is wrong. Shloy l'shma. You want to break up two avoides in one avoid shchita, in one nice shchita, and having a double kavana. According to Rav Yos, according going like Rav Meir, and according to Rav Meir, if you have a double machshava in one avoda, doesn't make any sense. We're going to ignore the second. We're only going to focus on the first, and that's going to be the ikar. Whatever you had machshava first, that is what's going to decide the status.
So maybe the Kohen should say the same yichud.
He should. They probably did.
Of course they do.
So therefore, that is why it was absolutely necessary for the Mishnah, both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, to discuss a case where there was another machshava in a different avoida. Because within one avodah, you cannot possibly have two machshavos. Whenever there are two machshavos in one avodah, we negate the second. We only focus on the first. And if the first is good, it's a good avodah. It's
so
a good avodah.
How do we know that he had different machshava?
That's the case.
He said so?
Yes, he said so. He told us so. He said so. According to something you have to actually articulate. So what then is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah, if that's the case, the Mishnah is then repeating itself twice. It's telling us that different avodos. The answer is a very big chiddush. In the safe, you know what the case is? You did the shechita, I'm doing the shechita. And while I'm doing the shechita, I'm having kavana, that the shechita shall be l'shem karban Pesach. But I'm also having kavana in the shechita, that when I will do the zerika shall be l'shem karban shlamim. Now that's not called a double machshav in a single avoida. The only time it's called a double machshav in a single avoida is where you think about the shechita itself. If you think that I want the shechita first to be l'shem karban Pesach, and then you think I want the shechita to be l'shem karban shlamim.
So how does he come up with the shlamim? How does the kayin come up with the shlamim?
He's asleep on the job. He's not concentrating. He's all confused.
When you did a Pesach, you did all the Pesach.
So it's a very big yisur of the Gemara. According to the Gemara's Maskana, there basically have three different types of machshavas. Let's review.
They probably instituted that rule because of this problem.
Okay, we have Maskana. So what do we have with Maskana? The maskana, at least we walk out with this. You have three different types of machshavos you can have b'shas shechita. At least now Gemara is giving three different examples. Number one, I'm having a double machshava. The shechita shall be number one, l'shem karbon Pesach, and l'shem karbon shlamim. What do you do? But everything is in the shechita. What happens in that case according to Rabbi Meir?
We follow the first. We negate the second.
We follow the first.
Okay, next case.
I'm having a kavana that the shechita shall be l'shem. Everything about the shechita, from beginning to end, shall be l'shem karbon shlamim. So what's the halacha then?
It's possible.
According to everyone.
It's not
double machshava. That's a real machshava. Now let's say you have a kavana. I'm doing the shechita. New case. I'm doing the shechita. Having two machshavas. I'm having two machshavas b'shas the ma'aser shechita. One machshava is that the shechita shall be done l'shem shechita. But I'm also having kavana when I'm doing the shechita that I want the zerika in a few minutes to be done l'shem shlamim. That is a machshava which will disqualify the carbon afilu the Rebbe Meir.
Because it's two different avodos.
And according to Rebbe Meir, that where he had in Das that this should be a shlamim, not a Pesach, is it kosher shlamim?
Puzzle. No, it's not a kosher shlamim. It's not. He asked the kasha before you came. No. It is not. It is puzzle. Being that this animal was dedicated as a Korban Pesach, and today is Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it has to be offered as a Korban Pesach. If you have a Kavan that is Shmir Korban Shlomim, it's Pasul Lagamri. It's not a Pesach and it's not a Shlomim. It's zero. Okay, so that's the Gemara's Maskana. We're going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you can't have a double Machshava. And if you have the machshava, we negate the second machshava. So if you have a machshava, first Hashem carbon Pesach and Hashem carbon Shlomim, so it's going to be a kosher shechita. And if you want to make the carbon possible, you're going to have another machshava later by the zrika. That was really case number two. What's case number two I was referring to? B'shas the three cases are possible. B'shas the shechita. I have kavan l'shem Pesach. B'shas the zrika. I have machshav, b'shas the Kabbalah, I have kavan l'shem shlamim. Puzzle! Because I had two machshavos in two different avodos. In one avoda was a good machshava, in the second avoda it was an invalid machshava. So it's puzzle. But if I have a double machshav in one avoda itself, we follow the first. If the first is good, it's good. If the first is no good, it's no good. But even Rabbi Meir admits that if b'shas the shechita, my second kavana was not concerning the shechita, but it was concerning what I'm going to do for the zerika, and it was a machshava that it should be a mechut for l'shloi l'shma, Even Rabbi Meir admits that it's going to be possible. Okay, so that's how we learn Gemara's
Matzah. And we have in Das by the Zvika that should be for Pesach and Shlomim.
It's too late. Once you have a Machshava b'Shas Shchita that the Kabbalah shall be l'shem Shlomim, the Kabbalah
no,
is possible.
No, but we just said that if he had Kabbalah l'shem Pesach and Shlomim, we negate the second one.
That's only where both Machshavas are focused on the Shchita itself.
Only by Shchita. Only focus
on a single avodah. This halacha is true for any particular avodah.
So
Shchita is just an example. Let's not get too complicated. Let's just focus on one avodah. Right now, you're doing Shchita. I'm doing Shchita.
No, and I haven't das Pesach. And then now comes Zricha, and I haven't das two things, Pesach and Shlomim.
So you go to the first. It comes to Zricha. What was your first machshava?
Pesach. No.
Kosher. According to Rabbi Meir, in every second machshava. But if b'shas one avoida, you're already planning ahead for the next avoida,
right.
And the next avoida machshava is for shlamim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is mechashvin. You can ruin your carbon at avoida number one if you think about what you're going to in avoida number two. Okay, but what is the common denominator of everything we've done? The common denominator is we got rid of Yossi. We pushed him out of the ring. He's not going to be the Tana of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to come on to multiple avodas. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if you have a double machshava within a single avoda, the carbon is possible. So that is what we have accomplished. We have accomplished by learning the Mishnah, both the Reisha and the Sefer. Both the Reisha and the Sefer.
No.
Should
I stand?
Yes,
yeah,
somewhere else. No, I mean it.
He's here. Don't worry, just sit down.
I got kicked out of it.
Don't worry. This thing's a newcomer, that's why I kicked you out. He doesn't mess with Reuven.
The Kain doesn't mess with a lady?
He doesn't mess with... He's a lady? You're a lady?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
One he's a singer.
Yeah.
He's from the Meshayrim. We're not allowed to do gatekeeping work.
We're not allowed to do what?
Gatekeeping work. They were busy, it says the first thing Yeshayah, in Dera Yom, they were busy the whole day practicing. So the Meshayrim were not involved in the gatekeeping. But the gatekeepers, it wasn't. They were involved in other things. They had other jobs because they weren't so busy. The singers were the whole day. They were involved in practicing, so they didn't have time to do other avodas. Vaita, it's a very special pasuk in Devarim. We're going to be there. Vaita, okay. So therefore, highness, that's Gemara's maskana. The maskana what we have accomplished. Half an Gemara. We have accomplished here that we're not going l'fi Rabbi Yosi. We're going l'fi Rabbi Meir, and the Reish and the Sefer are going different avodas, and there's no repetition. The Reisha is mechashen in a single avoda, and the Seif is going mechashen me avoda li avoda. Toshma, okay, we're not happy with this. Toshma, vaita, oi, go vaita in the Mishnah, sheloi l'shmoi u'l'shmoi, pasul. Okay, what's going on over here? First sheloi l'shmoi u'l'shmoi pasul. Hechidam, ineima b'shte avodais. If you're going with two avodais, what's the chiddush? Hashda l'shmoi u'l'shloi l'shmoi amart apostle. Madach, when you start out l'shmoi and the second machshav is shloi l'shmoi, it's no good amart apostle, because and even though there you would be inclined to say what would you be inclined to say? Oh, well, follow the first, right? That isn't that what we want?
Yeah.
No, but since my second machshav was benogei a different avoda.
So we take
it into account and it ruins the carbon. Al achas kama v'kama. If you start out with a machshava and the shchita should be shaloi l'shma, and then you have a machshava that the kabbalah shall be l'shma, certainly it's going to be good. Hashda l'shma 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 matapasal shaloi l'shma l'shma mibaya elalaf. Oh, so what's then the case? Oh, so here comes the Gemara. This case can only be referring to elalaf be'avoida achas. The only way to make a chiddush out of this part of the Mishnah is to be saying that we're dealing with the shchita itself. And within the shchita itself, you have a double machshava, b'avoda achas, and you start out shaloi l'shmoi. It must then be looking. Let's see the Rashi. There's a little bit going on here. Look, Rashi. Dibur Hamaskel. It's like.
This one.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 lines of four get swine.
Which Rashi's.
Dibur Hamaskel. Ella la bavodachas. 11 lines of four get swine. Ella bavodachas. V'tana lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. And it said here. Deloy tema to face loshon acharoin, the hohoda be mikama, vishach and alchabasha, koshach, and the commission of Yosiku, the Yamar, beholder of the midvas. Polyhoda be el atravayo chavin. So let's explain what this means. What do we want to say? We have no choice to make a chiddish. Now it's a little bit complicated here, what we're trying to do now. We come down to this part, it doesn't make any sense. There is no chiddish. In order to make it a chiddish, we have to backtrack. And we have to say that the entire Sefer is dealing with one Avodah. One Avodah.
Sefer of Mishnah, yes.
One Avodah. What do you mean one Avodah? You did the Shechita, and what you did two things. One of two things. Let's make it clear. First, you did Lishma, and then you did Shaloi Lishma. Shechita, I'm doing Shechita. And the first Simen is Lishma, and the second Simen is Shaloi Lishma. So what would Rabbi Meir say? Is it good or not? Rabbi Meir.
No.
It'll be good. Because
yes.
The mayor says the contradiction. The contradiction followed the first one. But there must be, we're going like Rabbi Yossi. And what does Rabbi Yossi say? We take both into consideration. And we take both into consideration, so since you also had a kavanah shaloi lishma, so within shechita itself there's both. There's lishma and there is shaloi lishma. So it's possible. Next part of the Mishnah, vice versa. First you do it shaloi lishma, and then you do a lishma. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, maybe Rabbi Yossi, here's how it learned. When Rabbi Yossi said that you go after the second one, it's not really clear what he means. Maybe he means that the second is the ikur. Whereas how do you learn shat in Rabbi Yossi? When Rabbi Yossi says, you start off, if you just take one case, lishma and shaloi lishma, it doesn't mean that the second is also taken into consideration. What it means is, the second machshava is the only thing we take into consideration. Right?
Let's make a separate meaning upstairs.
What's going on?
Let's make a separate meaning upstairs.
Huh? On time.
On time?
It says on the chart.
What, the quarter to nine?
No.
Oh, so it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, there are two minyanim? So what are you doing?
They don't want to interrupt the share.
Quarter to nine, I thought 9 o'clock.
Were you laughing?
Oh, yeah. I am more.
What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi holds, what was the first case? He started off Lishma, and then the Shaloi Lishma, with it one Avoida. So what does that mean? So until now, we're learning that Rabbi Yossi holds that we take both of your machshavos into consideration. So what do you have when the day is over? I have a shechita that has a double machshava, lishma and shaloi lishma. Since there is some degree, there is some element of shaloi lishma, that's enough to passel to give the shechita status of psul. Who says that's the pshat Rabbi Yossi? Maybe the pshat Rabbi Yossi is the opposite, the flip side of a mayor. Go back to a mayor. Have a double machshava, lishma and shaloi lishma. What does a mayor say? Contradiction. So what do you keep? You keep the first. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that you keep only the second. I have a contradiction, lishma and shaloi lishma. So what's it going to be? The second. Contradiction, right? I have a current person.
Lishma,
the second. What's the second? Shloi lishma. So what's that? What's the card? There's the shul is going to be possible. If that's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi, then what would happen to be the other way around? Let's say you would start out shloi lishma, and the second machshav would be lishma. What would it be then? It would be good.
We would think it should be good.
Why would we think it should be good?
because we go for a second opinion.
And what's the second? The second is
Lishma.
In order to show that's not the pshat in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the second is the ikker. Rabbi Yossi holds both are the ikker. Both. So it doesn't make a difference whether you start out Lishma and end Shaloi Lishma, or start out Shaloi Lishma and end Lishma, it's always going to be possible. That's why we need there to be two cases. Let's review. What happened over here? We have the Mishnah.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, there's two thoughts. It's always
possible. Why? Because you're always going to take into consideration. Because what happened? We have over here this part of the Mishnah. We have the Reisha, the Seifa, and now the Seifa, the Seifa. We're really going to part three. We went to part one. We went one step at a time. Part one, no problem. That's going to be going like Rabbi Meir. Part two, also Rabbi Meir. Oh, the repetition. This part B was teaching you the concept Nechashvin me avoid ol yavoid. Okay, very good. So we were safe. Now we come to part three. Nochamol, the Zel Bazach all over again. So what do we want to say? No, we're continuing in the sugya of mechashim me'avoid le'avoida, and it's telling you a chiddush even when the first machshava was lishma, and the second machshava was shaloi l'shaloi lishma. Also mechashim me'avoid le'avoida. But then we got to the next part of the Mishnah. There was no chiddush. There was no chiddush in part C, because what was part C? What was part C, where you start off shaloi lishma,
and
then you have lishma. If you're telling me that we're dealing with two avodos and mechash me'avod la'avoda, there is absolutely no chiddush that we already know. How then can we make this into a chiddush? What we can say is we can revise everything. We can say part B and part C are both one avoda. And it's teaching you the Yesod of Rabbi Yossi. Part B is teaching me that we follow the second Machshava. And part C is teaching that we follow the first Avoida, to teach us that Rabbi Yossi Sach HaKol holds that we take both Machshavos into consideration. Part A and part B. Part B. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, let's see the words inside to get this clear. Let's clear. Let's start from Toshma, okay? Again, Toshma. Oy shaloi lishmo ulishmo.
Impossible.
We're going now to party. Well, what else did you do? This is party. You did it shaloi lishmo ulishmo. It's possible. Hechidam inema b'shte avoidois. Two avoidois. Now we're continuing. If we're continuing, the second part of the Mishnah is teaching us mechashvin me avoido li avoido. And the first avoida was shaloi lishmo, and the second avoida for the zrika, it's going to be while I'm doing the shechit, I'm having kavanah that the zrika shall be lishmo. Inim b'shte avoidos, I don't need a part C. Hashta, now that we've already learned in part B, that if I start out in the shechita, that the shechita shall be lishmo. And then while I'm doing the shechita, I'm thinking ahead that the Kabbalah should be shaloi lishmo. Even in that case, it's no good. Hashto lishmo ulishaloi lishmo. Omart apostle, sol achas kama v'kama shaloi lishmo. If I start out at the shechita shall be shaloi lishmo, and while I do the shechita, I think that the Kabbalah should be lishmo, ulishmo mibaya. Is there a need to say, of course it's not going to be kosher? Elo lav. The only way to make sense of part C is to revise part B. And to say both part B and part B are discussing one avoda, elolav, beavoda achas. We're dealing with one avoda, and what is the chesh? Both part B and part C are going according to Rabbi Yossi, where a person did the shechita, and in the shechita he had a double kavana, and the chiddush is, it doesn't make a difference which kavanah came first, where the kavanah of shaloi lishma came first, or the kavanah lishma came first. If there is in the ma'isa shechita a kavanah shaloi lishma at any point in time, it's automatically possible because Rabbi Yossi holds that we take into consideration both machshavos. We don't take into consideration the second only. We don't take into consideration the first. We take into consideration both. And that's why we need part B and part C. Umid is seifa b'avoida achas. And since the seifa is dealing with one avoida, reisha nami, Shchita, Shchita. It doesn't make really make a difference. It can be any avoda. Umid is safer by avoid achas. Shreish nam by avoid achas. It must be that the very beginning of the Mishnah is also in one. Is also in one avoda. Is also in one avoda. So everything in the Mishnah is in one avoda. Look at Rashi. Rashi says umid is safer.
We go Rabbi Yosef too.
Everything's Rabbi Yosef. Exactly. That's exactly the point. When it says the safer, it means part C. Since part C is one avoda, part B is also one avoda. And maybe we have a ride that will go like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, lo, lo oilam b'shtei avodas. The truth is, part B and part C are two avodas. Uvedinu d'loi itztrich le, like your kasha. Me'ikar hadin, there is no need to say part C. Once we have already taught the chiddush of l'shma, u'l'shaloi l'shma, kol shekein shaloi l'shma l'shma, the ID, the Tanya, Lishmo, style. It's a matter of style, semantics. The Mishnah is written a certain way in order to preserve a certain style. So we have at this point, here, Maskana, no raya. The Gemara at this point wants to say that the entire Mishnah, from beginning to end, is following the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Mechashvin me'avoida li'avoida. You cannot have a double machshava within a single avoida. Because if you have a double machshava in a single avoida, if your first machshava is l'shma, automatically that avoida is a good avoida. And then the Mishnah would be incorrect when it says that it's pasul. It's not pasul, it's kosher. The only way to make sense of the Mishnah which says that the carbon is pasul is to learn that there are two avoidas and two separate avoidas. There's a kavana of shaloi l'shma in one complete avoda. It doesn't make a difference whether it's shchita, whether it's kabbalah, zrika, halacha. Any point in time with one avoda, there's a machshava shaloi l'shma that will make the carbon pasul, like Rabbi Meir. Because if you're going like in one avoda, then it's not automatically going to be pasul, as long as within one avoda, the beginning of the avoda was done l'shma. Okay, so everything over so far is good. Are you okay with this? Okay, tashma, one more raya. Shchatoi, now we're going off the chart. We're going off the page. We're going to new Mishnah. New Mishnah now. We've tried very hard to bring a raya from this Mishnah of Lug Rabbi Yossi. Let's go now to new sugya. Shchatoi shaloi lo eichlav ushloi lo menuyav. A person, shechs karm Pesach, having kavana that this Pesach is for a different group. For the group, for the people across the street, not the people in this house. Or shloi lo menuyav. And the shloilachlav means the people that can't eat it. Someone that's not able. Someone that's not able to eat a chelor zake. Or shloilimenuyah. People across the street. People that are not partners. People that do not contribute towards this carbon Pesach. Or liarelim.
I'm not sure. Doesn't Kohen ask who's in your group?
He did ask, and he made a mistake. That's my son. He made a mistake. He did. He shechted shloilachlav or shloilimenuyah or liarelim. He shechted it for people that did not have a bris milah, which are not allowed to eat. Ula tmeim. Halach is pasul. Now the Gemara is hachab shita be'avod achas. Now this is the next Mishnah. Okay, that's the next Mishnah. Here, where is the Kohen thinking this machshava? He's thinking this machshava in one avoda. I'm doing the shchita, and while I'm doing the shchita, I'm being mechashev that the shchita shall be for someone who's an oral, a tame, or so on and so forth. Umid is sefer. Since this next Mishnah is discussing a case where my machshavas psul is in a single avoda, l'chayr in the previous Mishnah, where you have a double machshava, l'shma and shloi l'shma is also within one avoda. Umid is sefer be'avod achas, reshna be'avod achas. The Gemara says, me the area. Is this correct? What's the raya? The next mishnah is discussing a case in the Chanami, we're having a machshav in one avoida, and this mishnah is discussing a case we have a double avoida, so it's not the same. Toshma. Next raya. Okay, vaita. Let's say I have a double kavana. I want this Pesach to be slaughtered for some people who can eat and for some cholim. So it's kosher. Hechidam. Id name of b'shtei avoidais. The time, and the reason why, now, in other words, when I did the shchita, I had kavana, the shchita shall be for the people that can eat it. When I did the zrika, my kavana was for people that cannot eat. Now here we come to a new yisoid. Now at least let's learn this yisoid before we run out of time. When we learned so far this concept called shaloi l'shma, right, we learned shaloi l'shma, that machshava, shaloi l'shma, that disqualifies the carbon is true, in all four avodas: shechita, kabbalah, haylacha, and zrika. But if you have a machshava that I want to shech the Karban Pesach for a person that's not fit to eat, that only disqualifies the Karban Pesach if you had the machshava in the shechita. But if you have that machshava, I'm doing the kabbalah for people that are not going to eat it, or the haylacha, or the zrika, that machshava does not disqualify the Karban Pesach. Again, because it's gzeres hakasef. V'shachar, what it says with achila, Rashi brings on the pasuk, it's only said the din achila by the, it's connected to the v'shachar to also by the word of shechita. So again, if you have kavana l'shuloy l'shma and it disqualifies, that's only going to disqualify. That will disqualify by all four avodos: shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. But if you have a machshava shaloi le'oichlof and it disqualifies, it only disqualifies in the ma'isa shechita. So here we have a case. Just one case. We'll finish up. You do a shechita le'oichlof u'shaloi le'oichlof, and what does it say? Kosher. So how we want to learn shana havmina? B'shas the shechita, it was le'oichlof. B'shas the kabbalah or the haylacha or the zrika, it was shaloi la'ichlav. Kosh. Why is it kosher? You know why it's kosher? Because the machshava shaloi la'ichlav in the kabbalah, haylacha, and zrika doesn't make one bit of a difference. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat b'shas the shechita itself? I have double machshava. And a machshava in the shechita la'ichlav and in the shechita shaloi la'ichlav. And what does that depend on? That depends on Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. If you learn like Rabbi Yossi, it's not a puzzle. If you learn like Rabbi Meir, it's going to be good because of the follow the verse. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya and the mafalpal in the singing.